Parmigianino, the restless genius who broke the Renaissance, strapped. The year is 1540. A man lies dying near Parma, Italy. He is only 37 years old. Once celebrated as one of the most brilliant painters of his generation, he has spent his final years obsessed with alchemy, imprisoned for failing to finish his commissions. His name was Parmigianino. And his story is one of the most fascinating in the history of art. Have you ever wondered what happens when genius meets restlessness? When a mind so creative simply cannot be contained by the world around it? Girolamo Francesco Maria Mazzola was born on January 11, 1503 in Parma, Italy. He adopted the nickname Parmigianino, meaning the little one from Parma. His early work was shaped by Correggio, a prominent artist in his home city. But this young painter would not follow anyone for long. He developed something entirely his own, a style defined by elongated forms, intricate details, and an unmistakable sense of elegance. Parmigianino became a central figure of mannerism. He pioneered what has been called an anti-classic style, filled with serpentine figures designed to amplify visual engagement. Think about what that meant at the time. The High Renaissance prized harmony and balance. Parmigianino deliberately departed from that harmony, embracing a more stylish and often distorted aesthetic. It was daring, it was strange, and it was beautiful. He was also a true innovator beyond the canvas. Parmigianino was the first Italian artist to produce original etchings from his own designs, and he was a leading pioneer of the chiaroscuro woodcut technique. His innovations in drawing reveal a fascination with transfiguration, with matter changing from one form into another. His portraits, like the portrait of a collector now at the National Gallery in London, went beyond mere likeness, emphasizing the psychological depth and social status of his subjects. His most famous works still captivate viewers today. There is the Madonna with the long neck, created around 1534 to 1540. There is the remarkable self-portrait in a convex mirror from 1524. And there is the Vision of Saint Jerome, painted between 1526 and 1527. These masterpieces showcase his unique blend of mannerism and classicism, a balance few artists have ever achieved. But here is where the story darkens. Parmigianino worked in various cities, including Rome, Bologna, and Parma, producing portraits, religious works, and mythological scenes. Then history intervened. His career was disrupted by war, especially the sack of Rome by the imperial troops in 1527. Turmoil followed him. And yet, remarkably, his art remained refined and poised, always reflecting his fascination with beauty and elegance. Still, something in him could never rest. His creativity was born of a mysterious, restless mind, and that restlessness meant the full realization of his vision would always elude him. His elegant decorative scheme for the Church of the Steccata in Parma was never completed. His two largest projects, in the sanctuary of Santa Maria della Steccata in Parma and in the fortress of Rocca San Vitale in a small town nearby, remain less well known than works by similar artists simply because of where they are located. And then came the final chapter. In his later life, Parmigianino declined into an obsession with alchemy. This obsession reportedly led to his imprisonment for failing to finish commissions, and ultimately to his premature death at just 37. He passed away on August 24, 1540, in Cascre, near Parma. So what do we make of a life like this? A painter who broke the rules of the Renaissance and created something entirely new. an innovator who gave Italy its first original etchings, a restless soul who could envision perfection but could never quite complete it. Parmigianino left behind a legacy as one of the leading Mannerist artists. His work continues to inspire artists and art lovers, offering a glimpse into the complexities and beauty of 16th century Italian art. His innovative approach to painting and printmaking cemented his place among the greats of the Renaissance era. Perhaps that is the lesson of the little one from Parma. Genius does not always arrive finished and polished. Sometimes it arrives restless, incomplete, and searching, forever trying to transform one thing into another, just like the alchemy that consumed his final days. And sometimes, that unfinished vision is exactly what makes it immortal.